This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A large swath of the United States is dealing with extreme weather conditions, from excessive heat to record rainfall. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports people in a section of the southern state of Mississippi are facing dangerous fast flooding.
Torrential rains poured down for several hours, flooding homes, businesses, and streets in Lewisville and Winston County. Several people had to be rescued from their homes and vehicles as water levels kept on rising. One man was plucked off the roof of his car, where he was able to climb up before the vehicle went underwater. The local sheriff says he hasn't seen flooding this bad since 1977. People are being urged to stay off the roads, some of which have washed out. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A new report released by the United Nations Thursday says the world is making progress towards ending AIDS. Anjali Archerka is the executive director of UNAIDS.
So progress is possible, but progress is not happening everywhere and not for everyone. There are gaps in the response in countries, in communities, and among certain populations, including children, adolescent girls and young women, and key populations.
While new infections have been declining globally over the past 10 to 12 years, rates remain high in several regions. Despite the encouraging report, Archica says much more needs to be done to end AIDS across the globe. South Africa's Constitutional Court has ruled that former President Jacob Zuma's early release from prison because of claimed medical conditions was unlawful. In 2021, Zuma was released from prison less than 8 weeks after beginning a 15-month sentence for contempt of court. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council late Thursday, met to discuss North Korea's launch of its newest intercontinental ballistic missile a day earlier, but remained divided over taking action. China and Russia continue to advocate for easing pressure and sanctions on Pyongyang, while others of the council members recall that the last resolution adopted in 2017 called for considering new measures in the face of violations. Pyongyang has launched 20 ballistic missiles so far this year. Unionized actors have voted to strike after failing to reach a contract with studios. AP correspondent Margie Zaraleta has more on that story.
The Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Radio and Television Artists, say it voted to strike after negotiations failed over pay increases, streaming residuals, and artificial intelligence issues. Union President Fran Drescher says it was a move of last resort.
This is where we drew the line in the sand, and it's a terrible thing to have to do. But we were forced into it.
The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers say in a statement it was the actors' union's choice to dismiss its offer. The actors will join Hollywood screenwriters who have been on strike since early May. I'm Archie Zaraleta.
Soda sweetener aspartame, now listed as possible cancer cause, but it's still considered safe. AP's Lisa Dwyer explains.
The World Health Organization's Cancer Agency has deemed the artificial sweetener aspartame to be a possible cause of cancer, while a separate group, looking at the same evidence, said it still considers the sugar substitute safe. Scientists say that as long as people do not exceed recommended levels, then they shouldn't worry about any potential cancer risk from aspartame. Aspartame was approved in 1974 by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. According to the FDA at that time, a person weighing 132 pounds would need to consume about 75 aspartame packets to reach the recommended cap. In 1981, a group of UN experts set the daily safe limit slightly lower. The overall message is, use aspartame in moderation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. officials have approved the first over-the-counter birth control pill, a major change that will broaden access for women and teenagers. The Food and Drug Administration decision on Thursday means drug maker Perrigo can sell its once-a-day pill without a prescription. Previously, all birth control pills required a doctor's note. Perrigo won't start selling the pill until early next year. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.